from Bass Hole Studios in Hollywood, California.
Yo, what time is it?
You're listening to I'm a Bass Hole with Doug Bass. We've all been one.
He's an asshole.
So let's laugh about it. Now, here's your host, Doug Bass.
Hey, what's up, bassholes? Welcome to I'm a Basshole. I'm Doug Bass, your host. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. As always, make sure you check us out on Instagram at Basshole Show, at Doug Basshole, and the YouTube channel. We're also on Spotify now. We got full video on Spotify now. So go there first and subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcast fix. That way you get the full video experience. We got a great show today. We are covering the Golden Bachelor finale. Finally, it's over. Thank fucking Christ. It's been too long of a show. But we got a lot of funny things to talk about. Rob DeRocha and Rachel D are in the studio as always. So let's just jump into it because we got a lot to talk about. Golden Bachelor finale, only on Bachelor Show. Well, not really only, but you know, come on. What's up, guys? How's everyone doing? How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good, man.
You doing good?
I'm excited. This is it. It's finally over.
I am so grateful it's
finally
done.
Over.
Oh my God.
It seems like we've been watching this. Rachel's exhaling with excitement.
You don't want to see old people fuck?
I was actually disappointed.
That.
We never saw that.
She said what happened, though. She knocked his boots off.
Look, here's the thing. We have martinis to celebrate the end of the Golden Bachelor finale.
Cheers.
Cheers,
yeah,
everyone.
Very classy.
Very classy. We keep it classy here at Bass Hole Studios. Why not?
Sometimes.
Well, it is the end of the Golden Bachelor. It feels like we've been watching this show for a year, I'm going to be honest. It was a little long. But
does this feel like a year?
2 hours.
Well, I think we were all very disappointed. It aired tonight, and we were like, it's 2 hours? What happened?
I farted.
You farted?
My God. Whoa.
I thought the dog farted.
Oh, my God. What do you mean?
I know. I'm so sorry.
I'm glad I'm on the other side of the studio,
Jesus
to be honest with you.
Christ.
What happened? Jesus Christ. Wow.
Woo.
Rachel does not care anymore, I guess. I don't know.
I don't care.
This is the first clip you're hearing.
Oh, my God.
I know.
This is the clip
lingering,
that goes
viral. Too. It's
really?
Rob
might die in the studio today. This might be the end. We might not even get to talk about the finale.
This is the end of Rob.
I don't smell it. I'm on the other side of the studio. Thankfully, there's actually a wall up between me and my guests, so I don't want to touch anyone. Wow. Wow, that's, I don't know. Rob, is it that bad?
It's bad.
This is like that one lady on The Bachelor that farted. We didn't even hear it.
Right?
Silent but deadly.
We just went to dinner. We had Rachel and I. We had
I can smell.
So
what'd you guys eat? Thai?
We had Thai. We had food before the show. And we had
a burger.
We split a burger.
I know.
Salad,
I don't know. I'm
it.
So sorry.
Wow. Was it loud or was it just?
No. It's just bad.
It's bad.
You know, it's bad when you don't even like your own fart. It's
really, you're supposed to like
it. I know, right?
Oh my God, this is horrible. Weird. All right. Well, Rachel just lost our entire audience.
Eyes are watering.
Anyone who is a fan of Rachel's is shut the show off now. Didn't we talk about this? About the red flags of farting or women farting? I was like, I don't know.
This is not accepted on The Golden Bachelor.
We were supposed to start recording this like 15 minutes ago, and this moment wouldn't have happened if the equipment was working.
Well,
like
it
would have just happened later.
It was
kismet.
You were just outside too.
I know.
I just
saved it for Rob
for the show. I think you saved it as a bit for the show. I think.
No.
All right. Well, anyway, Rob is still with us, thankfully. I never smelled it over here, so it didn't make its way over.
It's a huge studio.
It is a huge studio. We have a huge budget for the show. All right. Anyway, so Golden Bachelor finale was tonight. I was disappointed when Rob was like, "It's 2 hours," or whatever, because we were supposed to record this an hour ago, and now we're like, we have to watch 2 hours of this thing, this drawn out reality bullshit.
Yeah, I'm not too pleased. I gotta watch other shows, but it was just like it was just very drawn out.
That's what I said.
Not
I
enough
like,
sex.
The,
not
like
enough.
The shows that I want to watch, and I'm stuck watching this now because we decided to cover it. Weeks ago.
I know. We were halfway through it. No, even like 30 minutes in, Doug was like, we're never doing this again.
Let's no, I was like, we're never covering a reality
we're
show.
Never
again.
Covered.
Never again.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, it's a big commitment.
We should
man.
Do 90 Day Fiancé next.
No, that's like never ending.
Forget yeah, I love 90 Day.
You know what? We can cover one, but it's like we should talk about it like every other week and not like make it a fucking, I don't know.
I don't know.
It doesn't
matter.
As long
matter. As it's good. Doesn't
anyway,
have old
there was a lot
it.
Of disappointments on the Golden Bachelor finale tonight, I think, for myself and maybe Rachel.
Yeah.
Rob was very happy.
Who's the big winner?
So Jerry or Gary, he decided.
Gary.
He picked Teresa over Leslie, which is.
What I called!
What?
I called it!
Okay, give him all his
right,
moment.
All right.
Yeah.
I called it. I said she was the hottest one. She
She's
wore short
shorts. Definitely not the hottest one.
No.
She's the hottest
you're
one.
You're wrong about
no,
that.
No, please.
I gotta say Chicken Lady was the hottest one.
I don't know. Joan was
Chicken
the hottest
Lady,
one.
No.
Joan was
Joan
the hottest
was
one.
The hot. Yeah, Joan's right up there. Chicken yeah. Lady was definitely really smoking hot.
But out of the two left, Leslie was hotter than Teresa.
Mm. No, Teresa's hotter.
Leslie was fun. She was outgoing. She looked like a good lay.
Yeah. I mean, Leslie could plank a dick, you know, like that's.
And yeah, I think I don't know. I think he made a mistake, to be honest with you.
No, he did not make a mistake.
He picked Teresa. Teresa's a little basic.
Yeah, she's safe. She's safe.
She's safe.
She's
that's
safe.
A good
I guess
yeah.
You know, if you're over 70, you're just looking
yeah,
for like.
He doesn't want to die right away. I get it. Leslie might have him swinging out of a balloon and fucking at the same time or something. I don't know.
I don't know about that. What are you talking about?
She's adventurous.
Those are Doug's fantasies.
Oh, my God. Did you see her scaling the fucking mountain during the waterfall?
Yeah.
She almost died. She
well,
couldn't even handle
she did
that.
It. Teresa sat in a fucking Ferris wheel on the Jersey Shore and did nothing and had a pretzel.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Here's my impression. Teresa's my impression of Teresa.
Oh, here we go.
No, yeah, I want to see it.
Oh. Hi. Oh.
I agree with everything you say.
She's a little too.
Wow, you look kind of hot, Doug, when you
oh,
do that.
Jesus.
Dude. Now we know.
And then my Jerry,
Rob's
my Jerry
type.
Impression is like, Teresa's got a great smile. Like her whole face just lights up like a light bulb that I turned on.
Golly gee.
It's a smart light bulb, though, because I'm with it.
Golly gee willikers. I want to just knock boots.
I'm gonna be Jerry
oh, God. Can we stop with the knock boots also?
Oh, yeah. So that was revealed that Teresa revealed that she knocked his boots off in the fantasy.
Everyone wanted to know what happened.
Everyone wanted to know. Obviously, he fucked. Look, I did call that he was definitely going to fuck Leslie at some point during the show.
And he did.
And look, I'll agree, like, Leslie was the one to fuck and have a fun night with, and like you either picked her or you didn't at the end. And he did have his moment with her. So I'm glad I decided that was going to happen.
And he told her that he loved her.
He did.
Yeah.
Which is like a big no.
That was I don't think they should be. I don't think any the L word should be thrown around on the show at all. I don't think that they should be getting married on this show. Do you?
Why?
It's not real dating. It's too soon. It's like, why put the pressure on that? Like, I mean, all right, they're older. They might want to get married, whatever.
The pressure
but
is
they don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, they got like 10 years.
Yeah, but I mean, do they do that on the regular Bachelor?
Yes.
See, I don't agree with that. That's why
a lot of the marriages don't last.
Exactly. And it's like, why put my marriage pressure on it? Why the engagement? Why don't you just date and live together for a year or two and then decide if you want to go down that road?
Yeah, do it normal.
Normal life, like dating, you know? You're on a TV show. You haven't had a real date yet. You really haven't.
No,
it's been filmed the whole time in front of an audience.
And you have somebody that come to your table to give you a key to give you an option to a hotel
room. Like what happens when you're both drunk and you have to figure out how to get the fuck home and into your hotel room? Someone's going to be a disaster.
It should have been more reality. Yeah, like old people, like dating. Yeah,
exactly.
Like no camera, just one camera guy with a cell phone. That's it.
It's something. Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's like the marriage should not be a factor in this show, I don't think.
I just like the fucking information that's come out now about Gary.
Oh yeah, so let's cut. So I read through the article. There's all these conspiracy theories, man.
Conspiracy theories.
Serious Hollywood
research.
Hollywood Reporter.
Serious research.
It's fact, man.
Oh, it's like, fact,
yeah, it's fact.
All right, so he dated someone after his wife passed.
A month.
And she moved in with him, and then he had all these rules.
For 3 years.
Oh, it was 3 years?
Three years.
Wait, 3 years?
Yeah, he lived with her for 3 years. Damn.
And there were all these rules. He like changed his game or something like that, right? Was that what happened? Summarize it up.
Well,
wrong, I read through it quickly. But
he
yeah.
changed. He changed. When she moved in, he was like, okay, now you're gonna have to pay this much rent, and now we're gonna go Dutch.
I love this guy.
We're gonna go Dutch on all of our meals.
Rob loves the deal.
No,
it's all about the deal.
My favorite part is, dude had it figured out because he was like, he's like, you got to give me the money ahead of time for dinner, and then I'm gonna pay the check because I'm gonna be a man about it.
Why are they splitting the stuff like that? Like. Dutch, they're getting married, or they weren't getting married.
No, they were
dating.
living together.
So she just a roommate that he was fucking, or what?
Basically,
yeah, pretty much.
He had rule like you got to make the bed.
No, I think he had her.
Bed.
No,
she was a maid.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't it his wife's friend? Is that what you said?
No. Okay, yeah. I thought it was his wife's friend.
Yeah,
but
I didn't think it was.
That's what you told me.
He met her at a mental institution.
Oh, so she's a crazy person. Wait, was she a patient? A mental institution? No, are you serious? No. I didn't read the whole thing. I'll be honest. I didn't have time.
You're an asshole. Well, what an asshole.
There was too much going on.
He met her at a mental institution. Like he met her.
Was she a patient or she worked there?
No,
you
she worked
be clear
there. She was,
she,
like, she was.
She
was in the accounting department.
Escaped patient.
She was.
She wasn't a therapist.
17 years. So she was a therapist.
She
was.
No,
like,
no, she was in accounting. You're right.
Yeah, she was in accounting, but she was 17 years younger than him.
Mm.
And
nice. Good for Gary.
Yeah.
Gary.
Yeah.
Derry.
She changed her entire life to be with him. She quit her job.
Good.
She moved
into the dream house that he like made for him and his fat wife.
Yes.
That Rob, Jesus Christ.
Dude, no.
Why are you body shaming the deceased?
Because
I'm fat. It's okay.
It's a callback to the fact that that's all that Jerry did was fat shame the women he was with.
Yeah.
I think that's why he chose Teresa.
Yeah, I was
because
she's a rail. She's skinny.
Mm. Yeah, she's a skinny girl.
You think
girl.
That? Because he's been with curvier women, and now he's
no, because he broke up with the other girl, the one that he lived with for 3 years.
Was she curvy?
Because he had a reunion coming up, and she had gained 10 pounds.
Oh, that's what Ray, you told me that. Yeah.
And then he broke up with her because of that. Because
of the reunion. Yeah.
That's... Fucking the guy that everyone fell in love with,
well,
Gary.
Look, when you go to that class reunion, you got to get your shit together. You got to bring the hot girl and have the job or at least the story that backs it up that's bullshit or something.
I just love the fact that everything that like I said earlier when we talked about this, I knew he was banging other girls. Mm. I knew that wasn't the first time he hooked up with somebody.
Right.
And then also the fact that like he didn't own a restaurant. He was like working other jobs.
He was
and,
like a working class guy.
Yeah,
right?
It was a working class guy. He said he was retired.
Is he retired?
No, he was still working.
Watch, he has no money. And like he's like, well, I'm going to be moving in with you.
Well, now he's got a lot of money because he's probably got sponsors. And he's probably got like whatever, like fucking gas station dick pills or whatever.
Here's the thing. I wonder now. So he picked Teresa. Okay. So whatever.
whatever.
They're gonna
get married on TV.
They got married on TV.
No, they're gonna get married in January 4th.
It didn't happen tonight.
They're gonna get married on January 4th.
Well, we watched
zero research.
We watched it as you were sitting here, but we didn't watch the last 5 minutes because we wanted to start recording.
Right.
So they were like, "There's a big twist at the end," and I was like, "Oh, it's gonna be like the crying."
No, we read about it.
I was like, "It's gonna be like the crying game." It's like all of a sudden she's gonna have a penis or something.
That would have been the greatest ending.
That would have been
like
great,
if she had a dick.
Yeah, exactly. Finkel is Einhorn.
Einhorn is Finkel.
Yeah,
you should cut that in there.
Alrighty then.
Alrighty.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what that means?
No, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Are you kidding me?
I am not.
Wait a minute. Come on.
Okay, in Ace Ventura.
You never saw Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
I saw it. I mean, like In and Out. It was
In and Out.
I just.
Wow. Wait a minute. Come on. We're not that much of an age difference, are we?
Honestly, guys, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective is a dude movie. It's a guy flick.
I don't know.
It's not that.
All right, so that came out.
I did a lot of girls that quoted Ace Ventura. So
everyone quoted Ace
you
Ventura.
You have a type.
Quated. We've been drinking, by the way.
We have been, yeah. Well, I have a martini in the shot, so I mean. Everyone quoted that movie. That came out in what year? 1992 or something
like that? Yeah, something like that, 92, yeah.
So I was... I was in junior high when that came out.
Oh,
like
so cute.
So that was like my...
I was in kindergarten.
Fuck you guys.
I was in junior high. That movie was built for like 8th and 9th graders, like pretty much.
Yes, exactly. You know, like, it's a great movie.
That might be why. I'm so much older than both of you. A couple year difference. Maybe
there is a huge difference. I don't know.
Could I ask you, have you seen The Crying Game?
No, I haven't seen The Crying Game.
You don't know what we're talking about.
Jesus Christ. Anyways, in the movie... In the movie, Ace Ventura hooks up with this... what's her name? The one that was crazy.
Sean Young.
Yeah, Sean Young.
Yeah.
Her name is not Sean Young in the movie, but anyways, she's like the chief of police.
Detective Einhorn.
And it ends up... Ace Ventura makes out with her, and it ends up at the end of the movie that it's really a guy.
Yeah, and it's kind of a spoof on the Crying Game.
It's
movie,
Crying Game, was, exactly.
It came out around the same time.
It's a scene he's in the shower crying.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of movies are just
Now today that gets shit because of the trans community.
I mean, it's just like, so many movies are just men writing out their like horrors, their like their worst terrifying fantasies. Like that is.
I mean, you watch that movie now though, it's still it's still hilarious. It's still fun.
It's still fucking funny.
Okay. Exactly.
It's the greatest fucking movie.
I know. Yeah. Those power.
You know
fantasies.
What's funny is I was, since we're talking about it, I was teaching kids in high school and they were like freshmen.
And he was like, this is a dick.
No. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I did.
You told me this. Yeah, go ahead. And then
it was like a movie day before
Thanksgiving
break.
You were watching Ace Ventura 2?
And I'm like, we're looking for like free movies on YouTube. And I'm like, Nature Calls. Let's watch
Ace
that.
Ace Ventura 2 when Nature
the
Calls.
The kids fucking hated it. They were just like, this is stupid. This is dumb.
Oh,
and what cracked me
that
up was
great, that movie.
I fast forward to
me
the,
hope.
You didn't see that. You didn't see that one either. Didn't you see the sequel? I'm guessing.
Oh.
Did you see Ace Ventura Jr.?
Excuse me, your balls are showing, man.
Oh my God.
Wait, we'll be tuna. No, anyways, I showed him that scene with Tommy Davidson when he gets the harpoon in his leg. One of the kids, it's funny now because like now I know what it's like, but the kids, one of the kids that was hating on the movie the entire time, he saw that clip, he saw that one part, and he's like, oh, that's what they were talking about on TikTok. Yeah. And it was like, and all of a sudden, he was like,
it's
that's a funny,
it's a TikTok.
Yeah,
clip
now he thought it was a funny scene. I'm like, now you think it's funny because you saw it on TikTok? Yeah, it's like, oh.
Wait, what kind of school are you in that you're watching Ace Ventura 2? During class,
Inglewood High.
What class is that? Film study?
No, it was a day where they get to watch a movie. It was the last day. You know, you always watch a movie on the last day before like break.
See,
or
I think that's dangerous now at schools because like even Ace Ventura 2, which is PG-13, there's some parent that'd be like, "This is not appropriate for kids."
Yeah, no, most schools.
I showed him the rhino part where he comes out the butt.
He's shitting. Tommy Davis Jim Carrey is shitting. No, like it's a fake rhino and Jim Carrey comes out of the butt and it looks like he's giving birth.
And then like a family's like looking and they're like all horrified and he's like,
naked. Yeah. It's funny. But you probably should not be watching that in school, I would say.
I was laughing.
Yeah,
that's not why they go to school.
Yeah, exactly. You should be watching like a serious movie like Casablanca or something.
No. We're
Citizen
not
Kane.
Most schools, you're not allowed to show movies anymore. You're not allowed to show movies at
all. Can you show like a rated G movie or something?
You're not allowed to show movies at all.
Anything.
No.
See, that's crazy.
What do you mean?
You're not allowed to show movies. No, there's so many. Every school I've ever been at, they're like those are rules. You could show a clip if it's educational and it meets the expectations of your lesson plan.
But here's the thing. We used to have like film study in high school, like where it was like, you know, like they would show a film. They would show like a classic film.
Look at you with your white privilege in the school where they were like, we have film education.
We watched Boys in the Hood. What are you talking about?
You watch Dangerous Minds.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my life, you guys.
That's the school I worked at.
Yeah. Coolio. That's all I remember.
Hey, let's go back to the Bachelor. Right,
anyway,
we
went off on a tangent. All right, so Bachelor Nation. Gary is happily married or soon to be married to Teresa, the lovely Teresa from New Jersey. I'll give her that. She's from New Jersey, so that's one thing I like about her. Jersey girl. Yeah, with the face of a plastic bag, I think.
She's attractive.
I'll say that she looked the best tonight on the finale. Out of all the clips that they showed, she did not look good during this. I wouldn't use the word hot.
I do
hot?
Love
Joan,
that.
Joan is hot.
Joan
Leslie,
is hot, too.
Leslie is attractive and looks fun to fuck around with.
Looks fun.
Teresa...
I do, guys. I do love that. That's all we're focusing on. That is all we're
I'm
focusing
not
on.
No, but like since we brought it up,
we haven't once talked about who has the best personality.
That's true. I mean, who cares?
Teresa has the best personality.
Teresa?
Yeah.
I think she's gonna be a pain in the ass for Jerry. I'm telling you right now.
That's how you have the best personality. That's what you do. That's all you have to do is just agree with everything the man says. Well, just smile and be like, I totally
I feel like
agree.
That. I feel like that's what his first wife was.
Oh
no!
Yeah, wait. Why do you feel that way? She had the best personality.
I never saw.
43 years he was married to her.
Yeah, he was trapped.
I guarantee you.
Well, yeah.
I guarantee you he cheated on
her.
And that's gonna come
out.
Mark my words, that's gonna come out. He cheated on her because there's no way that that guy, as skinny as he was and as good looking as he is.
He married a three.
No, he probably married a seven. She became a three after
seven.
A year.
I don't know. Well, she had how many kids? Three?
Did we see?
Three, two kids.
I don't know. Can we look up what she looked like when
they
got married?
They showed her. I don't know what she looked like when she got married.
Actually, put a clip of it later on. But
yeah.
No. She looked like she wrestled bears.
Well, the kids were there tonight. And here's the thing. The kids, Rob, you obviously saw when the kids were interviewing both women. It seemed like they were more excited about Leslie.
Yeah,
At first.
No, wait. Who did they meet first?
They met Teresa first.
Okay, Teresa first.
And they
first.
Were like, I mean,
yeah, she's
okay.
Nice. I guess.
I mean, if sure. That's what you're into.
But then when Leslie came in, they were like, oh, yeah. Aunt Leslie.
I don't know.
I can see how you guys banter. You guys have some funny moments.
But I'll be honest. During that scene when they both had that missed moment of disconnection, I'll say it was kind of heartbreaking. Like for Leslie, I would say that was a big. Rachel was crying on the couch. Honestly, like she's not going to admit it.
Was
right
she?
Now. She was.
Oh.
She was getting
no,
emotional.
It triggered me.
You didn't like to see.
That. I had to do a walk around.
Yeah, she
I
left.
Got
she
up
left.
Off the couch.
She left.
I,
wait,
I walked
why?
Around the room just because it was.
You've been that
it was
girl.
Clear. Yeah, I've been that girl a lot.
Yeah,
but it was clear that. We weren't going to have a rose ceremony. We were not going to have a rose.
I don't. Yeah, exactly. Let's bring that up. I have not. Like we haven't watched the. I don't know if that's normal. They usually do have a rose ceremony.
They have a rose
right?
ceremony. Yeah.
So
I don't watch it, but that's what my girl told me. So.
But yeah, it was interesting watching just these scenes unfold. And you're like, oh, these are the last dates or moments they're going to have with each of these women. And then obviously Gary had to break up with her there, and it was a very emotional
just
moment.
Like right then there, like it was like done.
But it, you know what? I was telling Rachel when we were watching. I was like, it is kind of hard. I'd say because you know these producers are leading him on to be like, don't even if you have a feeling. I feel like don't reveal it yet. We need to don't be too honest because we need to save her. You know. But seriously, it's a TV show, so like they need to like have this climax episode where it's like you don't know what's gonna happen. And he probably maybe knew, you know, an episode or two ago. I don't know, I'd say, you know, but he's leading her on for the purpose of TV, I'd say.
I think he knew since day one.
Yeah?
Yeah, because Teresa was the hottest one.
I'm questioning your taste in women now, to be honest with you. But, you keep saying she's the hot. Did you forget about Joan?
Yeah, but Joan didn't want him.
She had to leave.
She probably knew about his fucking game.
I'm gonna say Joan was the hottest, most attractive woman to me on the entire show. That's what I'll say.
Yeah, and then she didn't like him though.
I love that we're continuing to go back to.
Well, look, we keep
the most important
Rob keeps,
thing.
Keep Rob keeps
is
bringing her up. Rob
the
keeps
woman
bringing up Teresa's so hot.
Attractive. Like this is the most attractive. This is the most important thing, guys.
All right,
this is the most important thing.
No, Rachel's
thing.
Right.
It doesn't
Rachel's,
matter
Rachel
what your
is
personality
right.
is yes. like or how much fun you are. Clearly, that's true.
Teresa's
no,
fun.
So fun. She's safe and traumatized. Like
she's basic.
Doug, give me another look. What does Teresa look like on the regular?
Yeah.
She looks terrified all the time.
I think she's definitely had work.
I think that's the way she like saw his penis the first time. Like, go ahead.
I'm gonna knock your boots off. Is this your penis? Is this it?
If we're going for personality,
all right, that's true. Let's talk Rachel. Like, so, all right, who had the best personality on the show? Looks are not included in this, obviously.
Who was the most fun? Who is the most fun?
Teresa.
Leslie.
Oh my God. Are Leslie. You kidding me? Teresa.
Teresa's the most fun.
Teresa's
what did they do?
The most
what did
fun.
They do together?
What do you mean? They went to the diner, they danced,
and
they got milk flash dance and milkshake. And they were dancing and they were
what are they? What are they? 13?
I mean, they were living a younger life. She held his hand and said, "It's okay." When they were driving, remember when they were driving and the trucks were driving by and he's like an old guy?
Is that your ideal date? Is that something you would want to do? Is do a flash mob at a diner? Or would you rather go rock climbing with someone or go on Costa Rica on an adventure?
Go to Costa Rica. Go on an adventure.
Go paintballing. That's what I would.
Teresa would not go paintballing.
No, she wouldn't. No,
she barely rode.
You know what they're going to be doing? They're going to be at the Jersey Shore on that boardwalk and the beach, and she's going to be like, "It's hot. Let's go back to the beach house. Okay, whatever. Let's go down the street. Let's go home. You know, that's it. That's it. He's done.
You think it's done?
I think it's going to be very simple.
No.
And Jerry. Here's the thing, Jerry. Gary, whatever he, no, love him or hate him, he has a sense of adventure in him. He's the one that's being like, let's get on these dune buggy things. Let's go do the rock climbing.
Bullshit. He can barely drive on a fucking freeway at the fucking 101.
But he did it. He also got in the helicopter and landed on that yacht. Like
he didn't land the fucking plane.
But he's up for doing like adventurous things on these dates. Do you not agree?
No, he is an adventurous person.
He is.
I think. And
Teresa's not.
Is not.
At least Leslie was willing to try the rock climbing thing.
Teresa is going to crochet and scrapbook.
Yes.
And that's all she's going to do.
And that's what he wants.
Oh, God. Well, if that's what he wants, but so boring.
I don't know.
I can't imagine that's what he actually wants because he was banging so many chicks. Wait, what? Where's what?
It's not mine.
Boys, what's going on?
No, go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead. Sorry.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
What just happened?
He just wanted to know where I got the beer.
I was like, where's that beer?
Yeah, it's strong. Those drinks are strong.
All right. So anyway,
I don't see Gary staying with Teresa.
I don't either. I agree with Rachel.
Month after his wife died.
If it's any way like he treated that last woman, the one he dated after his wife passed away. Yeah, she's in for a rude awakening.
Well, I mean, insane. I don't see Teresa gaining any weight, but.
Okay, exactly. So that's why they're going to stay together.
But I don't see Leslie either. She's very active. She's like a dancer and shit.
Oh, wait, was Leslie the one that banged Prince?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Why is that? Why?
I don't know. She just looked older compared to Teresa. Teresa
They're
looked
all
younger.
Old.
I know that. No, I'm just saying she looked older.
So that's why you didn't like her.
No, it's not even that. It's just the fact that like I liked Teresa. Teresa was more like spunky.
Spunky.
Yeah. I enjoy I liked the what she was wearing all the time.
We're going back to what they look like.
No, Joe wears work.
What
my
you
girl.
Look like is my the most girl. Important thing.
Right, my girl ahead, wears workout clothes all the time, and I like that. And it's
what you look like.
Yeah, and she looks great though. And I think that she reminded me of her. So yeah.
Oh, she reminded you of her. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying that.
Doug was saying that earlier. He was just like, "I get why Rob likes Teresa."
Yeah. Right. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
That's a great reason. That's a great reason. There, you could see yourself with Teresa.
Yes.
You
and she seemed like a very nice girl. Like, I mean, they all seem nice. They're not going to be bitches.
They all seem nice. They all seem very lovely
just
women.
Like Gary is not going to be a fucking asshole like the way he truly is.
Except to Leslie.
No, we're not going to do that on TV.
No, not
we're
going
to wait.
Here's the thing about the scandal. With me,
scandal.
No, because
it is
a scandal because like they portrayed him in a certain way.
That is true, yeah.
They didn't address it on the show.
No, they didn't.
And the fact that Gary was fucking like he made it seem like he didn't hook up with anybody for his like entire time.
Did, he did say like the last time he had sex was like his wife,
and he lied so much. It was like a month late. He waited 30 days.
I know, but I was telling Rachel before. I was like, you know, it's like what man hasn't lied to get laid or get somewhere with a woman?
Very true,
right? I mean,
valid point.
And he's blasted on TV, so he's dating all these women.
Yeah,
he's got to come up with some kind of story.
But he's a widower, and I'm sorry if I love somebody as much like and they passed away. It wouldn't be 30 days. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, how long? It'd be 2 days. You'd be at Barney's like, TikTok. Yay, bitch. Yo, what's up? Let me
know.
Hey, the best way to get over somebody.
That's, right. That's very true. And that's the yeah. And but the thing is now, like, I look at that and like if I was with somebody and I loved them and it's like they died, I mean, it would be like months, and maybe I would be able to sleep with somebody for a one night stand or whatever.
Well, that's the thing. I think he was cheating on his wife, either with that friend that he ended up being
exactly.
with,
and I think
else.
He was fucking cheating. And
sure,
like, yeah,
I'm sure
yeah.
I'm sure he did.
And I'm not saying like, okay, look, it's like the wife, I've said it before on the show.
People cheat.
The wife
people
was pretty
cheat.
Big. The wife was pretty big, and she's like,
it's what you look like, ladies. It's what you look like.
No, I actually, I don't agree with that.
If you don't want your man to cheat on you, don't be pretty big.
I date people for their personality only. I was telling you before, I'm you know, it's like, I'm
going
to start.
You date people for their personality only? Okay, we're going somewhere else now, but let's go.
I am now. I'm going to date people that are threes, I was saying before.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, it's like I was married, you know, I had the hot wife for a while.
She wasn't hot.
Yes, she. Come on.
She was hot.
You didn't know her in the beginning.
Yeah.
All right.
Doug's gonna date threes.
I'm gonna
now.
Date threes now.
Yeah.
No, you know, you're not.
Yeah.
Oh, so you want to do a whole bachelor show, the bachelor show? We're gonna get a bunch of threes.
The dating. I said the date. Yeah, that would be a good episode. Sure. Yeah.
Episode?
Or whatever.
Just one episode.
Well, you get three people that want to date me or go on a date.
That's going to take a bit.
But they got to be like.
All right, no, if they're threes, we got threes. No, we got threes.
They would have to be. I only want.
We can put a Craigslist out.
I only want threes, first of
That's
all.
That's how you get threes. It's yes. just on a Craigslist.
No. They should not be hot. They should be threes. They should be. The personality is great. Whatever. Because first of all, it's going to be fun and funny and whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I have to go out with one of them. There's three of them. And you got
to. And you have to go out with one of them.
I have to pick one at the end of the episode or whatever.
Yeah. I think you're just tired of people thinking you're just their brother.
What?
When
what?
You go out with it? When oh, you yeah, go out yeah. on a date with somebody and they're like,
yeah. Oh, you do the brother game? Is that what you do? You get brother? Like, close to them and be like, I just want to listen to your problems. Let's go out.
Yeah, I'm a licensed therapist, really. This is what it comes down to.
And then have a couple of wine glasses and be like, I don't know what's happening.
Oh my God. My arm's around you. What happened? Yeah.
That's the thing that made me laugh about the article too about Gary was the fact that like the girl said like he used the same lines mm-hmm. that he did on the show mm-hmm. and the line was something like I can't live myself without you, like I can't picture my life without you, waking up to you in the morning and then not like going to sleep at night, like seeing your face at night or whatever, and he used the same line on the show.
Mm.
And he did that with someone else. So that girl, Caroline, or whatever her name is.
You
got
to have lines prepared. You got
to
have them.
I know, and I used to have lines, too. My line was like, hey, whatever happens, happens. I don't know.
What
like,
does that mean?
That means like, hey, like, I'm not predicting
whatever
the future.
Whatever happens, happens?
I'm not predicting the future. I'm not fucking trying to get laid. I'm not trying to do anything. I'm just like, whatever happens, happens. That's it. Like, and
do you say that before you go out with the person?
No. It was like during the date or whatever, and like.
Did they know it was a date or was it just a hangout?
Oh, no. They knew it was a date. Oh. No. Right. Whatever happens, happens. I'm not like fucking predicting the future.
Oh.
That's all.
Oh, all right.
What? I don't have anything planned. I'm not going out with condoms in my pocket fucking thinking I'm going to get laid. No.
I was talking about that with someone. Going out with condom in your pocket or wallet, is that appropriate or your purse or whatever?
I think you should be prepared.
It's bad luck.
Right? It's bad luck?
It was bad luck for me.
But what if you don't have one and an opportunity comes about?
Then I would have sex.
You without the condom?
Yes.
All right. Then that's inappropriate.
Why is that inappropriate?
Because you're getting AIDS and babies and shit.
How old are you?
I'm old. You get AIDS.
AIDS.
You're giving out AIDS. You're getting AIDS.
I think people are more afraid of herpes than AIDS.
Well, here's the thing. Condoms really doesn't protect against herpes. Right?
Yeah, it doesn't.
They don't?
No, it doesn't.
Really?
Chlamydia and pregnancy, gonorrhea.
I'm learning.
Herpes you can get with a condom still.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. That's why, like, Okay, like during the
condoms
90s.
Condoms are good for
We're all at an age right now where it's like in
we're
the
at
90s.
An age?
We're at an age right now where like.
Yeah, I'm the youngest. I'm the youngest one.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
the
okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, thanks
anyways,
for sharing.
Anyways, in the 90s, they told you if you had sex without a condom, you would get AIDS. Like that's what it was. Like,
that's what happened to Magic Johnson.
Right? Exactly. It happened to Easy.
Remember we all thought he was gonna die in like a week.
And yeah, he's healthy.
He's healthier than us.
He's crushing.
Even. Yeah,
he's banging more puss than before, dude.
That just goes to show God. If you have money, you can
defeat AIDS.
Yeah, you defeat AIDS.
No, but they made you feel like you were going to get, like, Fauci, like, at that time, yeah, Fauci was the...
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was, but he made you believe, just like COVID, he made you believe that you were just going to, like, get AIDS right away. Like, if you just, because you had sex with one person, that means you had sex with 60 other people.
Right, well, it was a new disease and no one really knew.
Exactly.
What was going on with it. Yeah.
So, like, I always thought, like, I mean, I would get tested every, like, 3 years or whatever. And, like,
that's impressive.
I know people that get tested like after like one like you know they have sex,
one night stand
sex with
but
someone.
You can't detect AIDS within the
no,
first
but they
6
go,
months.
They go and get tested like every time something happens and they're like oh my god I don't know like how often you know it's like,
that would be a horrible way to live I don't know,
you're neurotic at that point
yeah exactly yeah. I would let the girl get tested and be like oh you don't have AIDS I don't have AIDS
oh
good.
My god I love you guys
I didn't say that Rob said that what do you say what is your
you
thoughts,
guys
Rich?
Just living in a passive what is white your, man what life
are you, what no,
like,
no I'm not white
he's, I'm the only white male here actually
Rob is just that's his entire life he's just screaming I'm not white over again.
He says
just
inappropriate
living,
things and then he's
that
not white.
White man privilege, but at the same time
not
screaming.
I am not white.
You're not white.
No.
No.
But no.
But if someone was like, hey, we need a white guy, would you be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
That's me. I'm right here. White guy. You need a Latino?
You better pick one. Why can't I be both?
We come in different shades.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm, yeah.
But I did.
All right. Go ahead. What were you saying? What were you saying about the AIDS?
What was I saying about the AIDS?
The AIDS, yeah.
Well, she just found out that you could get herpes even
when how did you not know that?
Yeah, no, I didn't know you could get herpes still with a condom.
Well, that's the one that I was always worried about is herpes because there's no cure.
Herpes, yeah.
There's no cure for genital herpes.
Very Why scary. Are people so worried about herpes? This is so curious to me because it's just a skin rash.
I don't know if people are worried about it as much anymore.
It really is.
It sounds like you have herpes.
I know. Whenever I talk about this, it's true. It sounds like I have herpes.
But it's just a skin rash, guys.
Meanwhile, she didn't know. She's been giving it out to everyone. She's like, oh, you don't need a condom.
What? It's a skin rash. What's the matter with you? What are you, a pussy?
I watched a Netflix special that was like...
Oh, a Netflix special?
They have herpes the movie on Netflix?
Oh, we got Fauci over here.
It was explaining what herpes actually is and how it doesn't it really is just a skin rash.
It's a cold sore.
It's a
like
skin
you have
rash.
A, you have your
yeah.
there's the lip version.
Oh well, like Teresa had a
oh,
cold
yeah.
sore.
You, oh yeah, oh yeah,
she had a cold
I don't
sore.
Think she had
oh, so Teresa has herpes. What do you think of her now?
I know.
I'm fine with it.
Do people? I just
at that age, I wouldn't fucking care. Like, I mean, come on.
Oh,
you got herpes at 72? You're gonna fucking die in like 10 years.
Rob's just like, if you're hot enough, I don't care if you have AIDS. like, that's all.
You don't.
No.
I never said that. I never said that.
Pretty much, yeah, you did. You did.
All right.
Okay,
so
AIDS was passed around because people were having anal sex, and that's why, like, fucking, it was through the gay community. And that's why.
But now,
it's
everywhere.
But it made it seem like everybody was getting. Now, like we have commercials saying, like, "Hey, you can take a pill and you won't even."
Charlie Sheen has it from prostitutes.
Exactly, and he's been like banging like forever. So it's like, and I guarantee you, Magic Johnson's still having sex with a bunch of like girls or whatever. Like,
I don't know about that.
I hope not, girls.
Or maybe guys.
Women. Women.
Women. Yes.
Girls.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I said girls. I'm sorry.
I know.
Women. Ladies. Mildreds. Mildred.
I'm just here to keep you guys classy.
So wait, what were you saying? What was Rachel saying about the... so you should keep a condom in your wallet.
I don't know.
Condoms in my wallet always felt like a fucking bad omen. Whenever I carried a condom and whenever I tried to like...
I don't care.
Be responsible.
You know what I do? Leave
it would always blow up in my face. It would always blow up in my face.
The condom?
Yeah.
That means it's expired then. You should get new ones.
No, it would blow up in my face in the fact that it wouldn't happen.
Here's the thing. I do have condoms, and like I look at them, and like they are expired, some of them. And I'm like, are you going to throw all those out? Like,
yeah.
But what does the expiration really do? Like, does it break immediately? Like, is it like milk? Does it go bad and curdle? Like, what happens?
Isn't it plastic? Like, what?
Like, how does it go bad?
Why?
What, is it spermicide? Or do which one?
No, I think they just have to put it.
I used to get spermicide just to make sure that my sperm
I don't would die. I don't get that anymore. I'm just like, I think they have to put an expiration date on it, like as a liability or something. Like, it's like, this is so many years old, get new ones or something. I don't know.
They just want you to buy new ones.
They want you to buy new ones, and they're expensive sometimes.
Did a condom ever explode on you?
I think once.
Once only?
Wait, explode? What does that
like,
mean?
Break.
Really?
Break.
Break.
Wait, explode? Do you mean like from your cum?
Explode or break? Yeah, my cock is so huge. No.
I mean, it's broken. Yeah, I've had a broken one once or twice or something like that.
That's it?
I've only had once, like, fall off inside me.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah, I've had that.
Because, like, men are like, no, I'm a magnum. And then it's upsetting to me. I was like, you guys, just pick condoms.
Is that
condoms.
Really what happened?
I feel like men pick condoms.
Wow. You know what the condoms I pick are? The free ones.
Yeah, me too.
Are they smaller? Or are they?
They're not smaller.
They're just there. I just try to throw them on.
They're like. I
don't know what
Magnum
size
what?
Yeah, well, first of all, the Magnum one, like I think I wore them like maybe twice or whatever, and I fit into them nicely. But either way, I don't know why I said that.
I feel like all men aspire to that. They see the Magnum and they're like, "There's no way I'm walking up to the counter at the Walgreens without a Magnum."
I have a variety of sizes, honestly.
Yeah, I just wore whatever.
Just depending on the night?
Depending on how my dick feels that night. Either sometimes it's a Magnum if it's going well, and sometimes it's
Is that a thing? Do you guys have, like, different dick sizes depending on the evening?
No, I just think I have.
No, that's what he was doing. I don't know. His dick is wearing a tuxedo.
I'm making a joke, for Christ's sake.
I've been in two long-term relationships. I don't understand.
I think any of the condoms will work. Extra large, whatever, medium. Small, maybe not, but I mean, you know.
If it's too big, it does end up inside.
Sure, that's not my problem.
That's happened.
I've had to fish a condom out of my body.
Well, it's kind of like a you know a little goodie bag. Yeah, you know.
No, it's really not. It's really not. Not especially like you know. Yeah, well, 14
like,
hours.
Like a girl
later.
Like pees it out later.
Well,
on.
It's like where'd it go? I don't know.
Guys.
You're better off just not using them at all. To be honest with you.
All I'm saying is. During the exactly, that's why you don't use them. It's like
you don't
it
think you
matter.
Should use them.
I don't Are know. They built I for, lived. Maybe I was lucky enough to not catch any disease or whatever. Like, thank God. But like, yes, there's been moments in my life where like I couldn't believe I didn't use a condom.
Yeah. Have you ever had an STD?
No.
Never.
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 Really?
I've had a scare where someone told me like, hey, I might have something or whatever. And then I got tested or whatever, and nothing came out. Mm-hmm. And then other than that, like, I've never had anything. So to me, like, after all those scares, I always thought, like, I had AIDS at some point in my life.
I thought I had AIDS once. I had an STD once.
Because if you look at...
Who would you have?
I had chlamydia in college.
Ooh, what was that
That's
like?
That's not bad. That, you can't even tell, right?
Well, it's like the clap or whatever. Like, it's like
that
it's
is a, what chlamydia yeah, is, it is, yes. Yeah.
It's like the clap.
Well, it is. But,
I had gonorrhea. It's like the burn.
It's the most common one.
It's like the gun.
It's the most common one that everyone, or like not everyone, but like most
people. But like,
people
what
get.
Did it, what was it like?
What were your symptoms? How did you know you got it? Like, you got tested randomly?
I got tested, and then obviously it's like, you know, like, it's like.
But why did you get tested?
Painful urination.
No.
Painful
wait.
Urination.
Time out. Did you have sex? Like, obviously, yeah, sex was. But
no, I just got it somehow. It just showed up one day. I was like, hey, I'm
you're
chlamydia. I'm gonna fucking hang on your dick for a while.
Too many open mics.
So you had sex with some girl that do you know who gave it to you?
Oh, I don't know. It was like literally in college. It was like sophomore year in college.
Time out.
Wait.
I don't remember who it was.
So many
I don't
like,
remember who
you're
was.
You're a fucking Gary right now. You're a fucking Gary. You act like you're fucking innocent and then you wear condoms all the time. And yet you just told me right now. You had chlamydia.
Yeah.
Yet you didn't know who gave it to you?
I don't know.
How is that possible?
How is that possible?
Yeah, I was do you not know who gave you chlamydia if you wore condoms all the time with everyone you had sex with?
Not but everyone. In college? No, I didn't. There was definitely because I'm drunk in one night stands in college that I don't remember.
The truth.
Like you've worn a condom every time you've had sex?
No, I've already admitted to it. I never said
I used it every time.
No, I've had talks with you and you're like, I always wear condoms. Well, now I'm very responsible.
Well, now I try to use them whenever I have sex.
I try. Well, this is what a try is. I have one.
Yeah. Well, I figured,
open it?
I figured, once every 3 years when I have sex now, I will have a condom available.
This guy's you're a fucking Gary, dude. I hope you get on the show,
what are you
dude.
Talking
you're
about?
A fucking Gary,
what
dude.
What are you serious? I'm not gay. I don't even know what a condom is. I've had
golly
sex. Golly gee, that's PG.
You're a Gary.
That's PG-13.
No, you know why? Because I've talked to you about that. I'm like, you ever had like you're like, no. And now all of a sudden, like you had sex, like. I wouldn't know exactly who gave me something at some point. Like,
yeah, in college, there was probably like a 3 month span after like
3 months
after span? my long term girlfriend in college where I was just like, yeah, whatever, it's part. I'm in college, it's party, whatever. And then I had chlamydia at one point, and I went to the doctor. They gave me a pill, and then it was gone in 5 days or whatever.
Okay.
But that's it. That's like the most common one. That's the only one I've had. That's it.
Really?
What's the one that's like now like not you
AIDS?
Can't take a pill? No, there's like billboards, right? It's like the
gonorrhea.
Is it the
you need a shot for gonorrhea?
There's an STD now. Where
there's a
it's
lot
like,
of them. There's one called Trick or something like that. Trick something.
That sounds like a slut. That's she's a trick.
No, there's I forget what it's
trichinosis.
Called. Trichinosis. Yeah,
trichinosis.
Something like that.
What the fuck is that?
I'm making it up. I don't know.
Just made it up. What are you talking about? All right, are you teaching me something?
No, here. I mean, I just looked it up. So there's chlamydia. There's gonorrhea. There's syphilis, which is pretty bad.
Yeah, that will fuck you up.
Syphilis will fucking rock your
brain.
That
was the thing that made Henry VIII behead women.
Trichomoniasis. There's HPV, which apparently I think everyone has or something.
Everyone
unless
has.
Unless you get that shot when you're a teen or something. HIV/AIDS. Genital herpes. Hepatitis B. Herpes. Genital warts. That's a big one.
That's a big one.
But isn't that the same thing as herpes? I thought that was the same
different.
Thing.
No,
it's
that's
like
a
the
different
same.
One.
Ooh. Genital wart is, it says, that looks just like a wart on your pubic
This is
region.
The thing, though. Okay. I want to
say. Pubic
lice.
Hepatitis.
I want to say that like what I don't there are certain STDs where it's just like okay it shows up on occasion and it's what a wart or a rash or whatever and it comes and it goes and for whatever reason because it is on your genitals it's terrifying and a problem.
Well, it's
but
a, it's
like
a skin
if it showed
area,
up on your elbow,
right, no
we'd
care.
All be okay. If it shows up on your lip, even we're all
no,
okay.
I wouldn't
no,
be
like
okay
people
with
have cold
okay
sores.
On my lip? Oh
no,
no,
cold sores.
You've had a cold sore before, no?
Yeah, people have cold sores.
I haven't had a cold sore since I was like fucking 10 years old.
Right, but like that's acceptable.
Right.
But why is it not acceptable? What? And you like I don't,
I'm,
it's
I'm
just
telling
the
you right
thing.
Now it's not acceptable.
Well, no, it's not. It. Well, it's not acceptable on your pubic area because.
And I'm sorry, like if okay, look, I had a mollusk. Do you know what a mollusk is?
What is
no,
that?
Isn't that
look
is that
up.
A skin tag?
Yeah, it's like a skin tag, yeah. Right? I had a mollusk on my dick. This is like I'm sharing a little too much.
This is what happens when we have drinks. I've admitted to having an STD.
You did a mollusk on your dick.
I did.
I've admitted
to
having chlamydia when I was 23.
I was just thinking of like the shell on the.
Yes,
like,
that's exactly what it was. It was a big fucking shell that was on my cock. Like, no,
you just harvest that, put in some garlic and olive oil.
I had a mollusk. But I thought it was like a disease. So like I fucking went to the doctor. I was freaking out. Like I was like, oh my God, what the fuck is this? And he's like, oh, it's just a mollusk. And then he just fucking sprayed some shit on it, and it fucking just disappeared. Oh,
like, it's like a wart or something. Or
like, yeah, it like was. A, no, it was not even like a wart, but it was exactly. like a skin tag.
Skin tag.
And it was like, and then it disappeared, and it was gone. Like he just like sprayed some like whatever it was.
I had one. I had like one of those like on my eye or like something, and I got it like removed.
Right, and I remember my girl like at the time. She's like, "Oh my god, you have a disease!" And like she was like freaking out about it, and I was like. And then like, I went to the doctor and like my girl, and then later on she's like, "Oh, it's a mollusk. It's a mollusk." And then like,
next time anyone gets an STD, like you're cheating on someone. It's a mollusk. It's a mollusk.
This is the thing, though.
It looks like herpes. No, it's a mollusk.
But what?
Trust me.
What is the difference? What's the difference?
One is a skin tag.
What's a skin tag?
Herpes is a blister that like contagious or whatever.
You're okay, but like the warts, like
mollusk can't be transferred. It's not gonna be transferred.
Genital warts and herpes are like, contagious. That's the difference. That's the difference between a mollusk is contagious. But I'm a doctor. Listen to me. a mollusk is not contagious.
I love how this show's about the Bachelor. I'm
Dr. Doug.
I just don't understand why people like freak the fuck out about things.
They shouldn't. They should.
That like as long as you got it on your elbow. You wouldn't be fucking freaking out.
Yeah, I have herpes
like,
on my
you
elbow.
You got on
is
your
right?
dick, no. And now you're freaking out. Like
that's what happened to me. And then like they told me it was like not a big deal, and like the doctor was like, "Oh yeah," and then just sprayed some shit on it, and it was gone within like 3 days.
Nice.
Yeah, done. And maybe it showed up 3 months later.
But I was it never showed up again.
But
and I was so glad.
But that's what herpes does. It goes away and then it comes back when you least expect
that's
it.
That's what
right?
I'm saying. It's the same difference, right? Because like
is this what you tell your guys that you're with? You're like, "Hey, don't worry about it."
Hey, hey, here's the thing.
Don't worry about it. It's a mollusk.
Here's the thing. You know what here's what I've noticed though. Here's what I've noticed on some of these dating apps. People that have herpes, they are upfront about it on the dating apps. Yeah, I've seen a couple profiles like, "Hey, by the way, I'm HSV2 positive. Just letting you know, FYI." Or, you know, if that's a deal breaker, I get it. But and it's like, that's responsible of them to
that's
tell
cool.
them.
That's it's cool.
It's cool, yeah. I mean, you know. But like, yeah, would you date someone with herpes?
No.
No?
No.
But see, that's the thing.
What if you didn't know? What if they didn't tell you and then you knew?
Well, that's a different story. But like, I can remember a specific time where I was with this girl and she was very attractive, and we're like in Hermosa Beach.
Mm.
I went home with her.
Wow, far date.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I went home with her.
That's how hot you have to be to go to Hermosa Beach.
Anyway, that's not even that. Anyways, we were in Hermosa Beach, and then she told me that she had just contracted herpes. And we were about to have sex.
Contracted.
And,
that sounds like.
Well, she didn't say contracted either way. Yeah, I just like stopped right then and there, and I pulled my pants up, and I'm like, "All right, I'm sorry, I gotta go." Like,
really?
Like, yeah, and I just left. Yeah. I have any of those.
I'll be honest. There's a girl I went out with this is a long time ago, but I was very drunk, but she told me that she had herpes, like pretty much before we were deciding to go back to her place and probably hook up or whatever, right? And she told me, and we were in the parking lot, I was in the valley, I was like definitely drunk, and she told me, and I passed out in the parking lot after she told me. And I have a fainting problem sometimes, like anxiety.
When you find out people have herpes?
No. Maybe. Maybe. But like I think it was the alcohol and that story like thrown at me, and then it was just like I was not in a good space or whatever. And I passed out for like 2 seconds, and then I remember I got up in the parking lot. I'm laying there, and I'm like, "Oh," and she was just looking at me like she thought I was like fucking around and like making fun of her or something. I was just like, no, I'm like, "I'm sorry, I'm drunk, and I do have like a panic attack situation sometimes."
when people say they have herpes.
Yeah, and then I went back to her place and just, I think I slept on the couch or something like that.
You think?
No, I didn't. I remember I was too fucked up to do anything, so I was like really drunk, so I just passed out. But then like, I did like her though, so I was like, "Oh, do I go out with her?"
Was her name Teresa?
No.
Well, thanks for the story. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Where'd that go?
Nowhere, but I just remember like we were talking about possibly dating someone with herpes, and that was a situation where I did like someone, and she did have herpes, and she told me.
Did you see her after?
We went out one other time, and then she was engaged immediately and was like, I'm getting engaged. And I was like, wait a minute, what?
Did you tell him you have herpes?
I don't know. I don't think that.
Did you go to the wedding and you're like, does anybody have
herpes?
She has herpes.
No, it was
like the graduate banging on the window. It was herpes.
It was a weird situation. Like, she was getting engaged like weeks later. And I was like, well, obviously you were dating this guy seriously. Like, but I never hooked up with it.
I think it's fascinating that 80% of the population has.
Yeah. There's a website called H-Date for people with herpes that want to hook up with other people who have herpes.
It's so like 80% of the population should be on that dating app then, right?
Not really, because I don't think it's 80%. It's probably like maybe half.
80%. Look it up. 80.
We can look 80%. It up.
Here's the interesting thing is that when you go get STD check panel, they don't test for herpes. That is not included in the STD check.
Well, herpes can lay dormant.
Yeah. You so don't know like, if you have it. Like,
you can live your entire life and not know that you have herpes.
Right. And I
could probably have herpes, but I, as far as I know, I don't.
Some people may have it and they'll never have a viral infection, apparently. So
right,
they do. Scary. They do. That's why they can't test for it in the STD thing. There's if it pops up or whatever, then you have to go in and be like, all right, swab it, and like then we test if it is it or if it's just a blister.
What's
or whatever.
It look like?
Oh, I've looked at pictures.
I've looked at pictures too.
You've never looked at pictures?
I've seen pictures, but it looks like sores.
Well, here's the thing. Like,
it looks like a sore.
Yeah, like an open sore.
I've had like an ingrown hair or something down there. And I'm like,
that's
oh,
how I know so much about it.
Yes.
So, I've had an ingrown hair.
And it's more common with women,
zit.
Obviously. So it's
I've
like,
had a zit too.
When that pops up and you're like, oh, what the fuck is this? And then you look up, it kind of does look like a herpes sore for a minute, especially if it's inflamed or whatever with the hair or whatever. So you're kind of like, I don't know, but then you're like, I hope it's a hair thing or whatever, you know, and usually it is. But that's when they can test for herpes if it's like a sore and they swab it or whatever. But yeah, they normally don't test for it. Yeah, I'm a doctor. I told you.
No, I study this shit so much. Yeah? And that's why, like, I always thought like I had AIDS because like if I had a cough, because if you look up the symptoms to AIDS, it's like fucking cough, fever, or whatever. Every single time I was sick, I was like, oh my God, I have AIDS.
Yeah.
I always thought
I had
AIDS.
When you look up several symptoms, it says AIDS. It could be AIDS or something.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, all through the like late 90s, like, in fucking, I thought I fucking probably got contracted AIDS.
I think everybody felt that way.
Meanwhile,
and then there was COVID, and we're like, oh.
And then Fauci came out again and was like, oh my God, it was like the AIDS epidemic again.
Speaking of Fauci, let's go to our sponsor right now. Do you have herpes possibly? Valtrax is an antiviral drug. It slows the growth and spread of herpes virus due to the body fight and infection. If you think you may have herpes, get Valtrax because you know what? I'll take it just for fun, like a Pez or something every now and then, just to make sure it lays dormant every now and then. So go get yourself a little packet of Valtrez and treat it like a Trident or something. And
we recommend that everyone take Valtrex just in case.
You should take it like Tylenol, you know? Especially as you get older and go on the Golden Bachelor.
That's too much.
This is really bad for Rob. Rob doesn't like this.
No, I don't care.
Rob is triggered.
Rob,
I find it funny.
Well, here's
I,
the thing. Aren't you relieved now that you are not dating anymore? You don't have to worry about this stuff.
So relieved.
Yeah?
I'm relieved that I don't have to, like, try to impress anybody anymore. Right. I don't have to, like, try to, like, do anything. Like, the effort to go out with somebody.
Oh my God! You're like, making marriage sound so wonderful.
No, but it is wonderful.
I don't have to try anymore.
But I do try in the sense that like I'm with somebody. So like, it's just the little things about being respectful, being kind, and then doing the things that like your significant other would want, and that's it. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm not like fucking rock climbing with her or anything. Mm. We have a baby
not
now,
yet.
So it's like, yeah.
Wait until the Golden Bachelor years.
But Jill would do all that shit, and she would love it, and she wants to go on vacation. Now the biggest problem is just making money enough to be able to do the fun stuff.
I get it. Speaking of making money, let's talk about Tim Allen.
No. I have some more stuff to say about...
Okay,
yeah,
sorry,
Rob has notes.
All right, what else do you have to say? Let's finish the Golden Bachelor because this is we really went off on a tangent with these martinis. But
here's the thing that I find funny is, you guys, both of you, how many times have you said you love somebody, like you've told somebody that you love them, not your family member, not somebody that's not part of your family that you met that you like got to know, and you told them that you love them?
I don't even know.
How many people are there?
I can answer that.
Even people I do love, it takes me...
How many people in your life, your lifetime so far?
Three.
Three people. Okay. You, Doug.
Two.
Two. That's it?
That's it. Two.
Doug, really? That's it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Shit.
I will say, like, I've dated people, and I knew I wasn't in love with them, and I never really said it. You know, they've said it, and I've been like, okay, you know, I've been... And I didn't reciprocate it, but twice, yes. I've been in love twice. That's it. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to have the fucking low number.
No.
I don't toss that word around. I can't.
I don't toss it either. That's what I'm saying. I've been in situations in my life where, like, I would say, like, four.
Four, okay.
Four people that I've, like, said that, like, I love them and, like, I just wanted to be with them. But you guys just like you guys blew my mind away because like I thought for sure you would have a bigger number.
No,
I thought you would have a bigger number. Wow.
Yeah, twice. Yeah,
that's it.
That's it.
That's what was amazing about the show was once the was fact
my,
that
once with my wife, obviously, and then another one was like you know a long term girlfriend. That was it.
And who was the girlfriend? Like in high school or?
It was like out here, but it was like maybe a year. Dated, you know, but not high school. No, not high school. I never really had like a serious thing in high school. No.
What about you, Rachel?
My husband, and then my boyfriend that I had for 8 years after that, and then one other person after that. Yeah.
That was it?
Yeah. Wow. That was it.
I'm impressed. I'm sorry. Yeah. But either way,
apologize.
I can't. Those words do not come out.
They mean a lot.
Yeah.
No, we don't toss them around like Gary, you know.
Gary Jerry probably told all of the women that he took to that bar.
And that's what I took umbrage to was the fact that like he was
umbrage.
Hold on, let's look that up.
Well, the fact
remember
that
our audience.
No, okay, well, the fact that he was going around and he was like said that to two different females. It's like, why would you do that? And I don't know how the other Bachelor show goes. I don't know if they say that. But to say the L word, that's what I would call it, the L word. It's like, to say you love somebody, that's like, it's so powerful.
Yeah. Especially, you know, now, you know, being older and after, you know, a marriage and relationships and stuff. You got to take that serious now, I think.
And that's why I didn't like it, is the fact that he, like, told both of them that he loved them.
That's
like,
true. Yeah. That's like,
and I'm not sure that
actually,
that
he told
true.
Three of them. Three of them, right? Because he told the other girl too, the other one, and like that's why I didn't think Teresa was going to pass that round.
But love can mean so many different ways. Like I do love a lot of people, but then it's like, are you in love with them, or do you, you know, I love them? I don't know.
Well, what does love mean to you?
What does it mean?
What to
is
you?
Love,
baby? Don't hurt me.
I don't know.
Don't hurt me.
What does love mean to me? I would say I don't know, like an honest connection. You know,
I don't use that word with friends. I don't use that word with friends.
Okay. All right. So it doesn't mean to friends, but I'm just saying, like, what does it mean to you? Like, when you say you love somebody, like, what is it about them that you love?
I think it's a visceral emotion, like it's in your body, and you feel connected to them in a different way. Yeah. So you're on a. Like for me,
you can't live without that person.
I could fuck that. I can live without a person that I love. I can, but
you don't feel like you can't live without them. I know you can. But I'm just saying, like...
You want that person in your world.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's love for me. It's like when you feel like it's like your life has crumbled and it's like you just... The feeling of living... I mean, obviously, I'm older now, so, like, I don't fucking feel as much as, like, like that. But when I was younger, like, if someone, like...
Love and lust.
Yeah, but if... Exactly.
Lust gets confused with love.
There's a difference.
Yeah. There is a difference.
Yeah. And then, like, I've had lust with people.
Sure, yeah.
But then love is something like you just, like... You wake up and you're just like thinking about that person. Right. It's like almost an infatuation.
Right.
But it's like
you're connected. Not, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. So like that.
I don't know. Infatuation is different than I think love is.
It is.
Yeah. Infatuation can fade, but love is a consistent feeling that you're like, I feel like the people I love, I will always be there for them. Even like for my ex-husband and my last long-term relationship, like if they needed me, I would have to be there for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I still love them. Like there's a constant connection.
But that's a different love.
Really?
Yeah.
Love is blind.
Isn't
that a show too?
Yeah. Thanks, Doug.
I don't know. Maybe I haven't been in love yet. I don't know. No, I think you've been in love because
I think when you're in love, love is blind.
I was married. Yeah, I was in love when I was married.
You were definitely blind.
No. I was blindsided.
It does fuck you up that way. Yeah,
it does.
Yeah. It does fuck you up, and it makes you see things in a certain way. Sometimes it fucks up people in the way like you love somebody so much, like you see your friends fall in love with somebody, and you're like, that person's horrible, but they're like,
you're not
going to
understand it though. It's like if they're happy and you know it works for the two of them or whatever, you know, then that's their world, you know. You know, it's like yeah, everyone. Some people may question like, why are you with that person? Or like, wow, that person really? Why'd you choose that person? You both chose each other. What is wrong with the?
But I think it's a chemistry thing.
You guys are horrible together. Yeah,
but it's a
chemistry thing.
It's a chemistry thing. You can't explain it. It's a thing. And then you love and you hate that person at the end of the day. I think, right? I don't know.
As much as you love them, you complain about them at the same time. Love and hate are fucking right side by side.
They're synonymous like, almost.
There's moments, yeah, like you're in love with somebody, you're like, dude, fucking shut the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just like, yeah.
But then when they're not there, you're like, what the hell are they?
Yeah, and you want to be around
thinking
them.
About them all the time.
Yeah. It's complicated.
It is complicated.
It's very complicated.
But I don't know. I'm sorry. That's why I went down a deeper path.
Oh, but this whole episode is a deep path.
it's all over the place.
Thank you, Golden Bachelor.
That's fine. Well, you know, we are keeping it in the realm of things, talking about relationships and getting older and all that stuff. You know,
fun getting older. I imagine myself alone for the rest of my life.
I see myself alone.
Gary thought he was going to be, but like Gary like married, he started fucking someone like a month late.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him.
I don't believe anything Gary says.
I know, but that's what I find so funny about the show is like they portray him in such a way where like it's good for television.
I'm hitting up Joan again. I actually messaged her on DM. I was trying to get her on the show, but
I think you just want to hook up with Joan.
Sure.
You think she's got something to show you?
No. I think
you should get Teresa on here and hook up with Teresa. You're younger.
Teresa is taking, and she just fucking married Gary. What are you,
no,
nuts?
January 4th. January you still 4th? Have time. Oh. You still
you don't
have
even
time.
Listen.
Why not January
this
6th?
This is why you're single. Oh. You don't listen.
This is why I'm single?
Yeah, you don't listen.
You're right. I do, yeah. Well,
you don't listen.
I think I need to be single right now. Let's be honest. I just, you know, I just need to be in my own world right now. That's it. No?
No.
Rachel shakes her head. Rob also shakes his head. What is wrong with being
We've witnessed single Doug.
Yeah, we know
what
you, Doug.
What does that mean? I think I'm doing all right, no? I've been single for 2 years now. 2 years.
Is that it?
Yeah.
And, 2 years. And look, how are you liking that?
That's fine.
It's fine. I just got another dog, but that's okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm just going to fill my bed with dogs.
All right. You know, it's better than cats. Let's put it that way. No? All right. It's fine to be single. What's wrong with being single? Rachel, you're single?
Yeah, I'm professionally single. I'm sad and alone.
Like, you are?
So fun.
You are?
It's so fun.
Sad and alone?
Yeah, but I think she would. You want to be with somebody, right?
Yeah, I do. Mm. I do. I definitely do.
And you?
I mean, I'm fine with being single right now. I think I have a lot of work to still do on myself.
A lot of therapy?
I think we agree with that.
I'm in therapy. I am.
Are you?
Yeah. I've been in therapy for a year and a half.
Every once in a while.
Let's talk about it.
Every once in a while?
You're in therapy every once in a while.
I go twice a month now. I was doing it every week for almost a year, and now I'm doing it twice a month.
Is it working? Are you feeling better about it?
I feel better, yeah. I mean, it helps. I think it's you know, psychotherapy, Zoom style. You know, my therapist lives in Mexico, so I'll never...
Does she give you, like, tips and tricks or, like, things you got to do?
No, it's all in Spanish. It's only
Doug's like talking.
He's a hot it's woman only, speaking Spanish.
Mira, hey, Douglas.
It's $40 for the hour, and she speaks Spanish. So it takes, you know, I got to translate it with Google Translate. So, you know, the 50 minutes equals out to about 15 by the time I'm done translating everything. So
that's his workout. Well, I think you need some help. No.
She does speak English, but she does live in Mexico. Yes. So, you know.
Are you thinking about moving to Mexico?
No, why would I do that?
I don't know.
I don't want to run into her. You know, the last two therapists I had here in LA, I ran into them in the mall. I mean, like they were like in the line with me at some store or some shit. And like, you know, when you, I don't know if you know, you see your therapist in the real world, they can't acknowledge they know you at all.
Yeah.
So it's like weird. You see them and you're like, oh, yeah, I know you, you know, and you're like, and then you're like, and like then you have that eye contact, but it's like, then they just walk past you and then you're like, oh yeah, that's fucking weird, you know. Yeah, you're not supposed to even look at them or whatever. So okay.
Get a therapist. Well, the Mexico lady.
I'll never see.
Golden Bachelor. I think that Gary didn't introduce any of his girlfriends that he had, which he had a plethora of girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. A plethora. Oh, three amigos.
A lot.
Well, do you mind telling me what a plethora is? She doesn't get this. No, I know she doesn't get this.
You didn't see that movie either?
I don't get that.
Oh, my God.
God damn it. Rachel,
you've got to get
you'd be it. A guy's dream if you knew these quotes.
Oh, thank you. All right, yeah.
No, I'm just telling you, you should watch these movies. And then,
so I could be a guy's dream.
You know, because I'm so desperate to be
a man's dream.
But it was always hot. It was always hot to me when a girl like quoted Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, the classics.
Three Amigos. Tommy Boy.
Yeah, I know.
Swingers. Oh, Swingers. Yeah.
If I was looking for Rob as a I would memorize.
There's plenty
all
guys
of these.
Like me out there that can.
Good, glad I'm not going to memorize right, any
all
of this.
Right. Let's
shit.
Get back to the Golden Bachelor. Let's finish this Golden Bachelor up. So, what do we think? Do you think Gary and Teresa are going to live happily ever after in New Jersey or the Midwest?
No,
nope. I say no.
No,
I agree.
No,
I don't think they should be getting married. I think they should date for another.
They're
going to
get
months.
Married. They're going to probably
die.
Divorce.
Yeah,
one of them's gonna
that's
die.
Why I don't think that's why I don't think marriage should not be a factor in this show. They should date and for another 6 months and then figure out what they're gonna do. Seriously, this is like an introduction. This is a speed dating fucking show. That's what it is.
I think the show itself is gonna build like so much momentum into their relationship that they will last at least 2 years.
Sure,
maybe 3 years or whatever.
Maybe. And then
but
everybody
that gets married on The Bachelor or Bachelorette,
what is the percentage? Does anyone know the percentage of the people who have actually stayed?
It's like 10%.
10%.
Yeah, it's like bad.
So it's just like life. Okay, great.
Exactly. It is just like life. Like the fact
no,
that
no, it's worse.
It's worse,
right?
Than life.
10%.
Well, yeah, 50% of marriages or whatever end up in divorce.
Now, do we think Leslie is going to be the Golden Bachelorette?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? I think that would be a great show with her.
I think they pitched it to her, and she was like, "You can go fuck yourself."
You think?
Like,
you think?
Yeah, I think she was just like, "Oh, she's over it. She's
personally,
heartbroken."
I don't think there will be a line of men.
Oh,
waiting
of course
to
there
date her.
Be.
No.
They're there to fuck
I'm
her.
I'm sorry,
for sure.
No.
No?
No.
What about Susan? Oh, party at Susan's.
Wait, so who,
her and Kris Jenner, double trouble.
Oh, that's Susan? No.
Again,
that's a whole. That's a whole reality.
No,
I would watch that reality show. Susan and Kris Jenner living in a house. Or Susan moves in with
the
Kardashians.
So Susan and Kathy. But like, no, that's disgusting.
Kathy is the witch of Beverly Hills or whatever.
Yeah. Oh my God, with her fucking shoulders, like they were like this. Hey, how's it going? Rudy Giuliani
Zip it.
Oh my God.
That was her catchphrase. She's got t-shirts she's on now.
Really?
Zip it.
Oh my God, she's the worst.
She's the worst. All right, well, Golden Bachelor, yay! Congratulations on the season.
Oh my God, I'm so glad it's over.
We'll be looking forward to watching next season.
No, we will not.
All right. Good luck to Gary and Teresa on having children. Okay, what's next? Tim Allen. Let's talk about this. Tim Allen. He was. He's Santa Claus again, right?
Yeah, for the billionth time.
First of all, the guy's a fucking millionaire.
He's
doesn't
a Republican.
Have to do shit.
No, he does not. He makes so much money.
From the Toy Story movies
alone. The Santa Claus franchise, dude. This is, I was saying.
And Home Improvement.
Home Improvement is in syndication. Like, that's a moneymaker, yeah.
And what's the other show? Man or whatever. What is it? Man in the House or
I don't know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It was like the reverse Home Improvement or whatever.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. This guy, I don't know. I loved him in Home Improvement. I loved Home Improvement.
Oh, it's great.
That was a great show. Like growing up, that was a good show to watch. But Santa Claus, I watched that movie once as a kid, I think, and I was like, all right, it's fun, you know.
Liked it.
But like that franchise has gotten ridiculous. And like now it's a TV show. There's like three or four feature Santa Claus movies, I think. And now it's a TV show, and there's like spinoffs and all shit. Usually, when that happens, like some other actor like takes over, right? Like it's like Judge Reinhold or something as Santa Claus. All of a sudden, you know, I'm just saying, like some other fucking D-list actor is like, yeah, I'll do it. Beethoven 20, sure, you sign me up. You know what I mean?
Judge Reinhold, what I'm saying? I can't believe you just pulled that name out of the fucking your ass, dude. Are you serious? She doesn't know who Judge Reinhold is.
I don't even. I'm just like, you get it.
I do, but you're for the same right. age. Well, what's the matter here?
But that's a good reference. Like, if they were like, hey, we're doing Santa Claus 25. Tim's out. Judge, you interested? Yeah. You know, right?
Oh, that's a great impersonation.
I don't know. I don't. I mean, I haven't watched it. You know, but you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. I just don't understand. Like, because he's like he's a Trump supporter. Right.
I am.
He's rich. He's a Republican. Yeah. He lives in Sherman Oaks.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like
he does the laugh.
I have a problem with actors thinking that they should talk about politics or they feel like they have a platform to talk about and make social change. It's like, just shut up and do your job. Like, it bothers me so much. Like the actress who got canceled for Snow White.
Rachel, is that her? Rachel?
No, it was Ortega.
Jenna's not Ortega. She's not.
It wasn't Jenna
Ortega.
Rachel Weisz. Rachel Weisz. No.
It's any actor. It's just like your job is to just go be that character, and then they have this. They get this like idea that they can just.
Oh, she said something about Palestine, right?
Did she? Yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah.
Who was it? But like I in general, it's just like just go be entertaining. Just go do your job. Just go.
I think if they don't care about the money, which I know they do, I think this girl does too, because she's young too. Like for her to like say like such a statement, I just don't think that you're right. But at the same time, like if you just want to voice your opinion, voice it. So, like, if you just believe something, I don't think people should be canceled. Like, if you vote for Trump, I don't agree with that.
Right, but, like, why are you standing on a pulpit yelling about it?
But I don't agree with
that. No, but she's in a Disney movie, like a high-budget Disney movie that's coming out.
What I'm saying is, like, if I don't agree with what your politics are, besides the character that you're playing,
Rachel Zegler,
you shouldn't be canceled, and I think that's what's happening right now. So, like, look, I'm not going to even fucking touch the Hamas and fucking Israel thing, whatever. But at the same time, like, if you believe one side, and, like, I know that it's so complex. Like, it's not just so, like, clear cut through, you know? Like, it's like there's no good guy or bad guy when you look at it all. Like, yeah, I am very much, I'll just say this much. I'm very much for the Israel side. But at the same time, If you believe the other
Rob
side,
said it here.
I know exactly. But if you believe in the other side, doesn't mean you're a bad person. I understand why you feel that way. So it's like I don't really believe in both sides in all reality. So it's like it's too complex. Like there's no simple answer.
No, there's no.
So I don't think people being canceled for believing in things or believing in something like that is like it's just ridiculous.
But Tim Allen believes in Santa Claus. That's why he was made part 20 of the Santa Claus movie.
Tim Allen believes that animals don't feel love.
Yeah, that's right. That was
right?
the quote.
That
right?
was the thing.
Animals
And that's why I said that.
I don't agree with that at all, obviously. But I mean, yeah, he's just saying it's crazy.
Yeah, but why should he be canceled for that?
I'm kidding.
He shouldn't, but it is crazy that like he is like still doing these Disney Santa Claus movies and the next Toy Story and, you know, all this stuff where it's like, I don't know, like, yeah, other people get pulled out of projects for like, you know, crazy tweets or like things that are on PC or whatever. And it's like Disney is still like, yeah, here's another Santa Claus movie or here's Toy Story 7 or whatever, you know. So that is interesting, you know. I don't know. But they made that Buzz Lightyear movie without him. And that one bombed.
Because it was very woke.
It was very woke, and it was like, it was like a different version of Buzz or whatever, you know, I don't know.
But, well, they added like different.
But it is like, it's like, what is with Tim Allen and the Christmas movies? He did Christmas with the Cranks, he did Santa Claus 10, and now this TV series. It's like he just loves playing. He's in the most Christmas movies, I think.
I don't think he really loves playing.
I think he's the actor who's been in the most Christmas movies ever.
But he wants to be in the limelight, and that right. I mean, because like I think he's a gritty actor. He's like done some great movies that are like fucking low budget, and like he's played like certain characters. Like I can't name the movies, but I know he was in a who's that writer? Very famous writer that wrote Glengarry Glen Ross. Come on, Doug.
John Grissom? No. Mammoth.
Mammoth. He worked in a movie with Mammoth. And like, and like he did like a role where he was an action hero type of guy or whatever. But either way, he did a good performance on it.
Right.
And the thing is, like, right now he's being canceled because of the fact that he believes in certain things. So it's like, I just don't think people should be canceled.
No, it doesn't matter. I mean, I don't know. He could, keep playing Santa Claus. He's our generation Santa Claus.
I just think, who gives a shit?
Who cares? I mean, he says crazy shit. But he's also a stand-up comedian. Let's not forget, that's his roots. So it's like, you know, he can be a big movie star and in these Disney Santa Claus movies and stuff. But yeah, he is a comedian. So at the end of the day, if he does say things that are a little off the wall or whatever, he's a stand-up first.
But is it off the wall in the fact that
He can voice his opinion. He's not your traditional actor. If it's like, you know, if it's someone else, actors tend to shy away from saying things.
Controversial things.
But comedians kind of just fucking say what they want.
Right, they embrace it.
Yeah.
I just don't think that it's necessary all the time for actors. I feel like there are some actors that just like feel like they have to. Like, I'm the spokesperson. I know, me too. I have to pee too, Robert.
All right, like, take a break. Take a break, and then let's go ahead. I'll edit. This is so bad. Take a pee break, everyone.
Pee break. I don't know. Are we done? Do we finish?
We got like 10 minutes. We gotta wrap it up. We're gonna be at 1:30.
Oh,
this is too long. This is what happens when we drink and do this.
No, a lot of it was good. I'm just tired now. Yeah. Thank you.
I just wanted to go drink this thinking that was out.
Chug, chug, chug.
Oh my God. This is intense.
Doug's need to pee. Huh? Rob's need to pee is so funny. He's like, I'm getting off the stage right now. I can't.
I know. Let's wrap this up with a couple
of
things.
Okay, well, let's just wrap it up.
You want to go pee?
Know, right. Let's go. How are we going to wrap this up?
The Snow White movie. That's not going to do well.
It's
already like, they already postponed it, and it's like.
No, she was dropped from the role.
Didn't they film the whole thing already?
They dropped her. They dropped her from the role.
Yeah, but they filmed it, though, already.
No, they didn't.
They cast her.
The first two things, and like they
dropped her.
They dropped her recently.
No, I thought that was Scream.
No, it's
Scream,
Snow White.
From Scream, someone also is out. Is it Snow White or Scream?
Snow White.
I heard Snow White was in the can, and the new Scream, someone was dropped.
No, she was dropped, and she's being dropped left and right from other.
Rachel Zegler?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Look it up. Wait, who's the girl from Scream that got dropped?
I think you're wrong, Rachel.
Snow White.
It's not Snow White.
No, it's Scream.
No, she's... No, it's I know Scream. I'm right.
Scream actress drop. Wait, look that up. Let's get it right. Let's
Snow see. White. Actress. Dropped. Rachel Zegler has been fired from the live-action Snow White.
Okay. Then both films, because Scream 7, Melissa Barrera has been dropped from the upcoming Scream movie as well.
No, she was, Rachel Zegler was dropped.
I took the beer, sorry.
Oh, you took the other beer.
Have to keep. I only have two beers, sorry.
And she's been dropped from several other shows.
What?
Rachel Zegler, she got dropped from Snow White.
I'm gonna say that Snow White movie, it looks like a disaster.
Well,
the dwarfs are like not dwarfs anymore.
Yeah,
they cast it's called Snow White, and they cast a Latina actress, right? So like that's already like what's going on with that. Snow White is supposed to look like Rachel.
Blanca
Nieve,
yeah.
Thanks.
No, I mean that's a compliment. No. Snow White's hot.
Yeah, thanks.
There you go.
Yeah, Snow White, she's white.
Like, right? You don't want to call it like Snow Brown or Brown Snow or something.
Yeah.
Right? But no, isn't that weird? I mean, I get it. They're trying to be diverse and everything, but come on. That's like, and then you get rid of the dwarfs, and it's like, what's the story? And then they also said that the prince, like, she was not going to be pining over the prince. Like, that was out. And I'm like, so this isn't Snow White anymore. This is some fucking, you know, new age bullshit. I don't know.
Yeah, and she was dropped from it for talking about how it was going to be more woke.
Yeah,
and people got mad about it.
The new Little Mermaid. Did you see that?
No, I didn't watch that.
I didn't think that was good either.
You don't like a black mermaid?
No, I thought she was good, but she was good. But like the story, I don't know. It was just it was weird. Like the Sebastian and the flounder and stuff. Like the animals. Like that was weird. It was like all CGI and then.
I don't know.
I watched it and I was like, I'll never watch this version again. I'll watch the cartoon.
Please stop making cartoons live action. Nobody wants that.
No, I agree. Yeah. I agree. Yeah,
I think the kids like it. And I think you guys are adults. So, like, you guys are talking about
here's the thing I want to say.
Like, the movies are made for you.
It was the first time I've ever been called an adult.
That's not my Little Mermaid. You know. No, but here's the thing that Rob, I think you're gonna get pissed at you being a father. You know, you love movies, so like,
are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Yeah.
When Robbie grows up to an age where he can watch movies or whatever, you're gonna be like, oh my god, watch this movie, and then he's gonna sit there and be like, he's not gonna care.
But
you're gonna be pissed. Like, what's one of your favorite movies that you can't wait to show your son? What is it?
Police Academy.
Is that it? Is that one of them?
No.
I'm like, if that's your favorite movie, then
Bound.
No.
What is one of your favorite movies that you would like to show your son when he's appropriate age for whatever? It's a good question, no?
That is a good question. Ghostbusters.
There you go. That's a great movie. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think he'll like that movie.
I think he'll like that, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be very disappointed.
Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back.
Raiders
of the Lost Ark, right, Temple of Doom.
What if you put Raiders of the Lost Ark on and he literally is just like, yeah. All right, I gotta go.
That's probably gonna happen.
And then you're gonna be like, you're missing the part where the boulder's coming. Like,
it just happened to me recently. Fucking watching Ace Ventura when Nature Calls. I'm watching this movie, and then, like, he's climbing a fucking rock thing, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Like at the beginning of the movie, it was like from Cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's
exactly.
That, yeah.
And it was like a spoof, so like they didn't get the reference. But there's a part where like he's climbing up and he sees a bird.
Yeah.
And then he goes up to the bird. He's like, oh, hungry fella, and he's like,
yeah, he eats it.
No, he starts throwing up in its mouth, and I'm laughing.
They'll probably be like one movie that you grew up with that you show Robbie, your son, and he will like it. And then like you'll probably have to go through like a bunch, and then that'll be like a win when he likes one of them, and you'll be like, yes, you know, I'm imagining that kind of thing.
I've had this experience. My child is 20.
Yeah.
Do
you guys like any of the same movies, you and your son?
Absolutely not.
No.
We have constant debates about, he loves movies that I hate, and it's
a movie
constant
that
debate.
Likes that you hate?
He just loves all the superhero movies, and I'm not a fan.
See?
And then What?
I would love that. If that was my son, I'd be like, hey, fucking let's watch the fucking Endgame again. Let's do this again. Mm-hmm. And you're just sitting here going, I don't like these movies. I'm Rachel. I don't
know. Rachel. I'm Rachel.
Rachel.
I really want to watch Never Ends.
No, but like,
what's your favorite?
Anthony Hopkins.
The superhero movies that no one else, he's just defending movies that no one else likes.
There's a lot of these superhero movies that shit now.
I mean, I showed him.
Both of you guys, shut your fucking mouths up.
I'm tired. I go to see that in the theater. I'm like, I can't wait to
go. The Avengers, Endgame, Captain America, Winter Soldier.
I'll never watch
it. Get out of here.
Iron Man's good. Iron Man's good, but I would never watch Avengers again, probably.
No.
Great movie.
I'm done with it. I'm done.
No.
I watched The Flash twice. But that was because of Michael Keaton, I think.
Yeah, but I wouldn't even watch that movie twice. That's not even a great movie.
No, it wasn't. I would watch Michael Keaton scenes on YouTube and be like, all right, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. It's all right.
What's your favorite movie, Rachel? Like, something you would
do.
Do
you have a favorite movie? I don't know.
Well, like, what's something
you
that
don't you don't have a favorite movie? You're bitching about your son not liking the movies you like.
What's something that you would watch? What's something that you watch that you love that you'd be like, maybe excited to show your kids?
I showed my kid a Labyrinth. Labyrinth.
You like that fucking fantasy shit.
Rachel movie fucking sucks. I've seen Labyrinth 3 times.
Look at Rob holding
time,
his martini as he says this. He's like John Lovitz in The Critic.
I fucking hate that movie. Movie stinks.
It stinks.
I do not like that movie at all.
I love that movie.
The movie is horrible.
Rachel, it's back when Jennifer Connelly ate.
Oh, yeah, she was hot.
It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Rachel likes that fantasy kind of movie,
I
right?
do.
Bon Jovi Billy Idol is in that movie.
David Bowie.
That was my sexual awakening, all right? Was watching David Bowie in Labyrinth.
Rachel's a Lord of the Rings chick.
I am not a Lord of the Rings chick, actually.
You're not?
Lord of the Rings, I like.
That's boring ass film.
Great film.
So tired. Oh my God. What is happening with Rob right now?
I'm doing the John Lovitz.
Rob is out of the house.
Yeah, we just don't give Rob too many martinis.
No, this is is that water or is that tequila?
Whatever. Tequila.
The tequila in a martini glass. Really classic. All right. Well, you guys, this has been way too long and a lot of fun, though. I'll say that.
Thanks. Thanks, Doug.
I hope you guys had fun.
I think the show's only an hour and 15, so it's fine.
You'll have more fun watching this than the Golden Bachelor finale, for sure. All right, is there anything else we want to talk about before we...
No, that's it.
All right.
Yeah, can we please stop?
What do you guys have coming up? What do you guys have coming up? What do you need to plug?
I don't know.
Rachel.
I'm Gripe Juice. It's a fun brunch show coming up in December in LA. If you're in LA, come see some Gripe Juice. Get yourself some mimosas and some comedy.
I think we have like 8 listeners in LA. So
yeah, right? Yeah. On December 17th. I'm gonna get lit, do some brunch comedy, and then go do the Bass Hole show.
Oh, yeah, that's
December 17th.
Yeah, December 17th at 7 p.m. The Best of the Bass Hole 2023 will be at the Hollywood Improv Lab. It's going to be a big show. We have all the winners from the past year will be on one show. So you're going to want to get tickets to that. We have our judges, Rachel D., of course. Doug Benson will be a judge. And Joe Schmidt, who's a manager at the Improv, who no one probably knows. But he's a favorite in the house. There.
Yeah,
Rob's going to be telling a story on that show for the first time. So that's going to be fun.
Stoked.
Is that my first time? No?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so. Yeah. And Rob, what do you have coming up?
I have a show at the Improv Lab on the 22nd. I have your show on the 17th.
Yep.
And then I'm just doing a bunch of other shows that are like not big.
Nice. Good. And I'm going to be on Doug Loves Movies podcast tomorrow, I think. Doug Benson's podcast. So
not tomorrow.
Because
this isn't released.
Two days from now. I don't know. This week on Doug Loves Movies.
Get your dates right, man.
Doug Loves Movies this week. Doug Bass will be on Doug Loves Movies.
I got my calendar up.
So check that out. It was a lot of fun. I don't know. I think that's it, right? I don't know when we'll be recording again, but hopefully we do one before Christmas. I think we got one more in us before the holiday. What do you think,
dude? Yes.
All right,
I'm here.
What are you, a fucking asshole?
I gotta get my place set up for Christmas. All right.
Oh my God, you are so fucking, get out of here.
What do you mean? Get out of here.
What are you talking about? Like, you have to like get like what? What do you have to set up?
I gotta set up my tree where you're sitting right now.
Who's fucking here that needs to fucking see this?
Me. I want to have a happy Christmas because I'm alone.
Are you trying to impress somebody?
Yeah, man.
Who?
Just people that come over. I'm having a party on the 10th.
Oh yes,
party.
I gotta. Yeah, there'll be the Doug Bass holiday party.
We should record that.
What? Just a roaming camera.
Yes.
Maybe we will.
Let's interview people. Let's do it. Let's sit down and fucking talk
set
to people.
Set this up and just have people sit down.
No, not set this up, but like fucking just go up to people and like just like record conversations.
We could do that. That'd be fun. That'd be funny. Maybe we'll do it.
Let's think outside the box.
All right. Well, I got a lot. I'm going to be hosting the whole thing, so I don't know how the fuck I'm going to do
it. I can host.
Everything.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, right. With KFC. Cool.
Doug Bass Holiday Party, December 10th. If there's any listeners that want to come, DM me. Maybe you can come. Not really, because it's my home. I don't really want you here. Oof. But I would love to meet you outside in the alley and say hello. That's about it, right? All right. We're going to exchange gifts on the Christmas episode. So get a gift for each other.
All right.
All right. You guys remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. Ciao.
You've been listening to I'm a Basshole with Doug Bass. Follow us on Instagram at Basshole Show. Think you deserve to be on the show? Email us at contact@bassholeshow.com and visit our website at www.bassholeshow.com and get the latest information. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast fix, and don't miss the full videos on YouTube. Remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. We'll see you next time.